Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture perfect moments this summer in Indiana. Experience an off-roading adventure, see a sunset from a hot air balloon, or take a dip in one of Indiana's pristine lakes. Plan your trip at visitindiana.com/summer.
Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Appreciate Alex Doherty from the Tennessean for being with us in the last segment. The NFL Combine getting underway this week. The Titans will speak later today, so make sure you're tuned in to 102.5 The Game all day long for your coverage on that from the NFL Combine and what the Titans brass has to say. Joe, the next legitimately newsworthy period beyond the Combine will be NFL free agency. We are just a few weeks away now from NFL free agency getting underway. And it's interesting, you know, your colleagues at The Athletic, Joe, have come out with their free agency rankings. They put their top 150 together, and they've tiered it up. It's kind of similar to the quarterback tier discussion that we have every offseason with the way that this has all come together here. You know, Joe, there's a lot of free agents to sift through here, but your generally speaking reaction to this year's crop of free agents and what could be available to the Tennessee Titans out there?
Well, my general reaction is we've already talked about the good ones, you know, and a few of them are good, but my goodness, does it seem like a weak free agent crop when you look at it? So, for example, I mean, obviously T. Higgins, that makes sense, is number one. I mean, we got Trey Smith number two. Now, yeah. I like Trey Smith a lot. Trey Smith is a very good player, and I think the Titans should be serious about Trey Smith, and I think if you can solidify the interior. Again, as TD said last week, some people don't understand how important it is to be solid and sound in the interior of the offensive line. Yes, tackles make more. You can call that a premium position, but if you're bad at guard or if you're excellent at guard, there's a big difference in your football team. An interior pass rush is still the most effective. And if you have somebody you can actually – you know, get to your quarterback from the interior, or a team that, you know, has multiple people, that's just so problematic for an offense. But still, Trey Smith, number two free agent. I mean, we talked about Ronnie Stanley, kind of like, if the Ravens are letting him go, what is that? Okay, he's number three. So what it tells me is, I mean, look, when you get to Chris Godwin as number five after Eagles DT Milton Williams, you realize – basically, this free agency period is just a plan B free agency period, you know? Again, though, I'm talking about the top tier, which, would it also include Zach Bond and Josh. So Eagles galore.
Yeah.
Eagles who probably have inflated their value quite a bit galore, right? Like Josh Sweat is a good player, but someone's going to overpay him because of what he did this year, because of what they did this year. Zach Bond, incredible story. Is he going to go out there and get massive money now? I mean, he might, and is that overpaying him? Probably.
Yeah, it's not a great free agent crop. And, you know, it's interesting. I was looking on this list to see where they would have, you know, some of the quarterbacks. You know, they got Darnold, I think, at 8. Rodgers coming in at 27th. So, first off, I mean, the hit that would take to Aaron Rodgers' ego looking at this list would be make him play 5 more years. But Rodgers at 27, Justin Fields at 28.
Behind him, by the way.
Yeah, right behind him. Like, it's, I mean, then you get beyond that and you get into like the, you know, Tevin Jenkins and Rasul Douglases of the world. It's not a great free agent crop. Now, Joe, I kind of view that the same way that I view a draft class, right? Like, maybe you don't have a great draft class as a whole, But if you sign the right guys from the draft class, if you draft the right people, then it doesn't really matter what the rest of the class looks like to your team specifically. Like, if you're the Titans, if you can identify some free agents on this list that fit your team and you could carve out a role for them that you feel like they could come in and play well for you, if you sign the right people, then it doesn't really matter what the whole class looks like as long as you sign the right ones. The problem is, like, if you're a Titans fan and you're looking for, like, well, the Titans still got quite a bit of money they're able to spend. If you're looking at this and thinking that you're going to, like, have some franchise transformational players available to you in free agency this offseason, there ain't very many of those. And again, like, the number one guy on this list is T. Higgins, who I don't think anybody really expects to be available out there.
Yeah, I would not call it a target-rich environment. You know, real quick, you mentioned Darnold is where Darnold's eighth.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, let's see, what year was Darnold drafted? 2018, right?
That sounds right.
Was he the number – he wasn't the first quarterback, was he? No, Baker was, right?
I believe so.
Did you know that Sam Darnold didn't throw at the combine?
Really?
I'd just like to throw that out there for anybody who, you know, wants to make sweeping judgments around this time of year. Sam Darnold, fully healthy, decided not to throw at the combine, was not the top quarterback in the draft. How about that? Isn't that wild?
Listen to the first four quarterbacks taken in that draft. Baker at one, Darnold at three, Josh Allen at seven, and then our man Josh Rosen at number 10. What a wild swing of emotions from those four.
Yeah, and boy, at that time, the one guy I was sure would be a total bust was Josh Allen. So there you go.
Then there's Lamar at 32 that year in the draft.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson at the very end of the first round, by the way. My goodness.
Good stuff. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Your reaction, your thoughts on the Titans and NFL free agency. Plus, Joe, I've got somewhat of a hot take on a guy that I would like to see the Titans take a shot on in free agency this offseason. We'll get into that coming up next as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Taking your thoughts on NFL free agency, the NFL combine, all things Tennessee Titans, 615-737-1025. Let's head to our 1025, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in, Adam in Portland. Adam, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Joe, do you mean to tell me that Sam Darnold did not want to help himself?
I guess not. Sam Darnold didn't want to compete. I guess he was kind of afraid, huh? I'd stay away from a guy like that.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't trust him. His head exploded when you said that because he has no rebuttal because he can't love them both. He always has it both ways, dude. Since 2017, he's been trying to have it both ways. Great job, Joe. I'm proud of you. Hey, y'all need rant segment for things like this. Also, Robbie, did I catch yesterday that you're a Red Sox fan when you were talking about Johnny Damon? I only caught pieces of that.
No, I mean, you know, 10-year-old Robbie enjoyed watching the Red Sox come back and beat the Yankees, and I was, I guess, a Red Sox fan at that time because all my friends liked the Yankees. But, no, like, I don't sit here and follow the Boston Red Sox today.
Here, hey, you know, I'm a big Robbie fan. Love you guys. I have such a problem with you just saying that. Like, I guess I was a fan of dude, you love everybody. Like, and you live here, so you get to love it when we win things here, but then you also have teams away. I have such a problem with that. And I don't know how to say that to you nicely, but, like, I have such a problem with that, and I don't know why it bothers me. I should just live my life and let you do you, but it bothers me that you go and pick teams like that. I don't know.
Well, I just told you I'm not a Red Sox fan. I said I enjoyed watching them win in 2004.
Yeah, but the Packers, too. Like, I don't know, dude. Hey, it's a me thing, not a you thing, but I really do struggle with that.
It's okay. It's all right. We're going to get
through
it together.
It's me, not you. Yeah. I think you and PK should both attack Robbie at some point, since PK is the biggest fan gatekeeper of them all.
I mean, we may get into that tomorrow. Who knows?
We may have to get in that tomorrow.
Apparently that happened while I was gone, so need to get after
it
a little
did.
Bit. Yeah.
We were screaming. I said, well, why don't you scream at Robbie then? But you weren't there.
What'd he say? Was he prepared to do it?
Basically, like if it's not geography or passed down from your parents, you can't just become a fan of a team.
Okay.
So, and he, and then of course, while explaining how he randomly picked an EPL team.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. There is that. John, I'm looking at this free agency crop that we just brought up there. One position that has not been talked about a lot that I look at the Titans roster and I think that you need an answer there. I'm interested to see how this ends up breaking down. Look, I've watched Javon Holland play in Miami. I think he's got a lot of potential. He's only 25 years old. And it looks like it may be coming to an end for him with the Dolphins. Now, he's thrown out these, you know, he talked about how, like, the Dolphins' social media has made it seem like they're moving on from him. And, you know, apparently he's got these big demands in terms of his next contract. We'll see, like, what the numbers end up looking like for him. But, like, that position specifically, I'm looking at the draft and I'm thinking – there's so many different areas you need, be that edge rusher, wide receiver, quarterback, whatever. Like, they still need to address safety, and I think free agency may be the spot where you do that this offseason, whether it's Holland or elsewhere. I mean, you know, there's going to be some options available to them in free agency at safety. It's a position that, frankly, we don't talk about a lot, but a position that I feel like the Titans are going to have to find a way to address this offseason. I think free agency may be the place to do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you're gonna have to get some guys at some spots, and then then you're gonna have to just, although it's still best player over need, you're still gonna have to have some needs taken care of, and then needs that are a little more emphasized in the draft. I'm with you. I don't mind that one. I have a little bit of a shopping list, you know, that kind of spans some of these tiers. And one of my guys is Jeremy Chin, 27 yep. years old, who's with the Commanders, who had a really good year. I think they really need to think about someone like that. He's ranked 35th on our list. I can go through a few if you want. But,
sure.
Okay. So, first of all, I love this guy as a player. I think you have to stay away from him. But I just want to mention, like, Dre Greenlaw.
Yeah.
When he's right, is such a fun player to watch. It's just, you know, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's had an Achilles and has had, you know, you get this to a certain point. And, I mean, 28, not old, but he's still intriguing to me. They need to address linebacker. They need to address linebacker and safety. Tight end. What about Juwan Johnson? I really like Juwan Johnson.
Yeah.
I think he is he's a big play tight end. He's kind of a hybrid guy, you know. I mean, he came in the league as a receiver, a UDFA. But, no, you're talking about a guy who, I mean, 50 for 548 last year on 66 targets. You know, I they have to address that position. Nick Bolton, 25. Nick Bolton is 25 years old.
Yeah.
Now he may be, you know, he may be top of the class in terms of inside linebackers. Do you want to invest that much in inside linebacker? You know, I don't know. And he's one of those, like, it's not quite Sam Mills, but like 5'11", but man, he runs around and makes plays, you know, kind of, you know, David Long, same idea, right? Like, doesn't have that length you like, but man, he is a really good player. So we have him 32. I mean, I think that, you know, if you really want to address linebacker, there you go. Now, to give a nod to Stilley, because I've heard Stilley advocate for this, and I don't think this is a terrible place to look. Alaric Jackson, you know, Iowa guy, another former UDFA, he's only 27, 6'7", 345, you know, played in 14 games, allowed 22 pressures. Three sacks, 4.7% pressure rate, was top 15. Mostly played left tackle. Now, again, is that a guy who you would bring in and say, how about right tackle? Is that a guy you bring in and say, okay, we're trying you at the left side, and J.C. Latham, you head back over to the side you played in college? I don't know, but, you know, at 39, I mean, I think he's definitely somebody that you have to consider. You know, that could be a quality signing. I mean, so what about De'Ami Brown? Way down the list, but he's only 25.
Yeah.
You got to help your receiver room. Yeah, I mean, this guy is incredibly fast. You know, I mean, look, the production it was not great. So, you know, he's 93 on this list. It is traits over production. He makes plays at times and you're like, wow. You know, could you unlock something there? Azeez Ojulari right after him at 94, 25. Has been disappointing. Was definitely a guy we talked about a lot during that draft as an edge for the Titans coming out of Georgia. But again, you have to add depth and some level of production. It's not great production, no question, but you know, he's 0.48 sacks per game during his career. It's not terrible, but he's also been hurt and things like that, you know, toe injury thing. You know, I mean, there's always going to be issues with a lot of these guys who are out here, of course, you know, but I like the younger guys who haven't had devastating injuries, you know, and guys that have shown something, but maybe you can get more out of them.
One of the things in free agency that, you know, can accelerate you if you find this type of player, can you find a guy that either because of injury, because of lack of opportunity, or a combination of the two, is going to come in relatively cheap, you know, relative to his position, that blossoms? Like, I think about Delanie Walker, right? Like, Delanie Walker was stuck behind Vernon Davis in San Francisco. He didn't have the opportunity, and he came here and exploded. Now, unfortunately for Delanie Walker, you know, there were years here where it looked like he was the only functional football player that they had on the Titans. But that type of guy, like, can you find that type of guy, and preferably at a premium position? Like, I'm looking at this year's crop of edge rushers. Like, you've got Khalil Mack could be out there at age 34. It kind of feels like he's on his last leg. We'll see what ends up happening with Josh Sweat in Philadelphia. You know, he's number 7 on this list from The Athletic in terms of free agents that are available. But he's, you know, if he makes it out there and he breaks loose, he's probably going to get, you know, over $20 million per year. Is he really that type of player? You know, it kind of feels like an annual discussion at this point, Joe, for this guy. But like Chase Young. Chase Young is only 26 years old. He was number 2 pick in 2020. He's had a lot of injuries throughout his career. But like, he played in every game this year for the Saints. You know, I'm reading the write-up on him right now. He was 9th in the NFL in pressures, 16th in quarterback hits. But he only had 5.5 sacks. It's like those two things don't add up there. It's like, what's the deal there? You know, I was interested. I always am fascinated to look at like some of these projected contracts that are out there. And I looked it up for Chase Young on Spotrac that they've got. They got him at 4 years, $70 million, annual average value is 17.5 per year. And I just, the talent's tempting. I can't talk myself into that if I'm the Titans.
I can't either. There's also like weird stuff with him, and teams constantly are like, no, thanks. Yeah. To me, that he's someone who actually has real red flags. Red flags are way over estimated, you know, but to me, I think Chase Young has earned some red flags.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your thoughts to get to on NFL free agency. We'll do that next. The Rex Rant coming up at 745. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Preds fans, don't miss Smashville Live tomorrow night at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue at 6 o'clock. See your Preds star players up close and personal. Your chance for autographs and pictures. That's tomorrow night at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Taking your thoughts on the Titans on NFL free agency, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Joe, one texter asking, so what is the day that we will start hearing that the signings are reported? Is it after the negotiations? Is it March the 10th? I can never remember. Always the legal tampering period in the NFL, one of my favorite times of the year. And then we act like the first day of NFL free agency, these contracts just magically come together in a matter of moments.
Yeah, I mean, we'll know a lot of the landing spots before they can officially be landing spots. So then what's usually what, a couple days in advance probably?
Yeah, like the free agency, I believe it's March the 12th. So a couple days beforehand, you'll start to see some of those things roll in. So
yeah, reported. And, you know, with agents writing tweets for Rappaport, you know.
Yeah.
His film speaks loudly. Yeah. His film speaks loudly, and he carries a big stick, says Ian Rappaport.
Yeah, maybe so. Josh from Columbia, upset with Adam in Portland, says, I swear I was just hitting play on the app. I had a feeling Adam in Portland was going to be on the line. I guess I'm in the hater club when it comes to Adam in Portland because this dude loves the sound of his own voice. Get off Robbie's back, you pancake. I've heard him come onto this program and talk bleep about Stillman and then call into Stillman and Company and kiss Jared's butt. This is from Josh from Columbia on the text line. Adam from Portland at times will catch some strays on this text line. There's no doubt about that.
Wow. So is that true? Does Adam go on Stilly's show and say, Jared, you were right all along?
I don't know. That's quite a charge there.
That's quite an accusation. Someone else on the text line, this is a good idea, and I will do this before the show's over. Go back and look at these rankings and look at the Titans signings from last year. I mean, I think Awuzie and Ridley probably were, I would guess, top 25, top 30. Now, remember, Sneed was a trade. But I would think that those guys would have been both pretty high on the list last year.
I would think so. Now, I mean, look, free agency last year for a lot of teams worked out pretty well, right? Like, you had all the running backs with Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs and all those guys. Like, they all went to other teams and played really well. Like, you know, Xavier McKinney was signed to Green Bay, top safety on the market. He played really well last year. I think last year's free agent crop as a whole was better than this one sets up to be. Now, again,
especially in retrospect, well, like, yeah, at the time, people weren't excited about the backs as they should have been, but in retrospect, there's no question.
It worked out really, really well. Now, look, maybe, like, if you're the Titans and you walk out of this with, like, help at safety that you feel good about, and you can add some depth at wide receiver, and maybe you take a flyer on a guy at edge rusher. Because, again, like, how many elite edge rushers are making it to free agency? It happens on occasion, but it's a rare thing. So can you find a guy to kind of stockpile that room there and see if he can have some production for you? Like, you're going to have to, I think, take some chances on guys in free agency if you want to totally round out this roster the way that you want to heading into next year. Like, you can't do it all in the draft, particularly at the moment not having a third-round pick.
Now, look, I mean, as we've illustrated, it's not exactly a glorious class. I mean, just overall, you go free agency and draft, and it's like neither of, like,
it's not great.
You know, it's kind of like wah-wah with the whole thing. But that doesn't mean you don't need to get in there and help your team, because your team is way more wah-wah than anybody else, basically. So sorry for all the wah-wah, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
You've got to go. You just have to – like, there are players in that free agency list who are going to next year be like, wow, what a great signing. What a great find. And also there are going to be players – and probably more of those players near the top. Like, Josh Sweat, to me, he's a good player, and he had some huge plays in this run. But if you look at his entire, you know, history, it's like someone's going to pay way too much for that guy.
I agree.
You know?
I totally agree.
It's guaranteed, and that happens too. So you don't want to be one of those teams that overpays. I mean, I think back to, you know, there's a lot of John Robinson's greatest hits that we talk about. You know, Bud Dupree, another one of those. ACL, and even at the time, we definitely talked on the show, like, okay, Bud Dupree, very good player, but you got the ACL. Also, when you're on the other side of TJ Watt, what does that mean for you and your matchups and your opportunities? And how does that – and it turned out to be exactly it. They completely overpaid for the guy.
Yeah, like I'm pulling up the Athletic free agency rankings from last year, and they got the, they did this. This was from Randy Mueller, who did the top 152, and he kind of went through position by position after that, but just like kind of looking through the top 150 here, it's interesting the way that it's ranked and the way that it ended up shaking out here. And you had Brian Burns as the top guy, Danielle Hunter, Saquon was at 5, Kirk Cousins was at 7. You know, he ends up in Atlanta. Za'Darius Smith, Josh Jacobs was at 12. Legarius Sneed, by the way, was on this, I guess because of the way the contract negotiations were going, and he was 13th. Xavier McKinney was 14th. Lloyd Cushenberry at 15. So Titans got a top 15 one last year.
I forgot him. Yeah. So Cushenberry, where were Awuzie and Ridley?
Let's see here. Awuzie, I still have not come across yet. So see if I can find him on this list. But I'm going down the list, and he's like, I'm at like 40, and I don't see him.
Wow.
So maybe I
That's surprising him. To me.
I mean, Derrick Henry's at 51 on this list, if that kind of shows you where
worked
it
worked out all right.
So sometimes, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of a miscalculation on the free agent list. I would say, in retrospect, Derrick Henry probably worked out a little bit better than 51 on this list.
What is, you see Ridley anywhere?
Nope. Still scrolling down.
Holy cow. So Randy Mueller is either a woozy Ridley hater, or boy, the Titans actually got some terrific bargains, at least in terms of, you know, the rankings and relative to other players. They still, you know, paid decent money for those guys. That does, you know.
Hey, Aaron Brewer's at 95, though, so there's that.
Well, this year there's some Titans legends out there on this top 150 list. You got Fulton. I think he's like tier 8, but he's on that list. Someone else I just saw who now eludes me, but I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, of course, Ernest Jones.
Yes, Ernest Jones available again out there.
Yeah. Bring him back.
Go get him back. Hey, at number 150 on this list is Marcus Mariota. So there you go. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad is coming up next. We will get back into your free agency thoughts, your thoughts on Andrew Brunett and the Nashville Predators in the 8 o'clock hour as well. All that coming up. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025, 1063, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Well, to that point, it's Combine Week. It's Rex Road's favorite week of the sporting calendar year when the NFL Combine gets underway.
Yeah, baby. Did you know that Sam Darnold didn't throw at the Combine?
Really?
I'd just like to throw that out there for anybody who, you know, wants to make sweeping judgments around this time of year. Sam Darnold, fully healthy, decided not to throw at the Combine. So you got a real weakness you don't want to show.
It is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning here on the program. Joseph, the floor is yours. I turn things over to you.
Okay, so to follow up from our last conversation, so you found Ridley was at 23.
Ridley was at 23. I still don't see a woozy. I'm looking for him.
Randy Mueller hates Shelby Woozy. That's, we learned this on the show today. We don't have Randy anymore, but apparently he did not like Shadomi. Because I think that's an oversight, right? Like, that's an oversight. A woozy, he had been hurt and stuff like that. But
I don't know. I don't remember the way it played out. Maybe he didn't think that a woozy was going to break free to free. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. But I would say, yeah, eligible for that list or believed to be eligible, then I would think he would have been top 40. So, you know. By the rankings, I'd say the Titans, that's 15, 23, and to me, clearly top 40 with a woozy. Then you get Sneed, who's 13, right?
Yep.
That's why everybody's like, woo, let Rand cook. And then
did not work.
And you just don't know how it's going to work out. So I'm going to get into this. We can get into it tomorrow, too, but I've been triggered a little bit here with this fan thing. And I guess I'm defending you. Although I would love Kaharski to scream at you for once instead of me.
Sure.
So I'm here for that. I'd like you two to argue, but it is really dumb, the whole idea. So I'm going to trace my fandom real quick. Okay. First of all, I do agree. Like, geography and fandom passed down through generations, that's the most organic, it's the most real fandom. And absolutely, I think that's ideal. So a lot of Titans fans who talk to us, Preds fans, and especially younger ones who, like, actually, like, grew up as kids, like, that's, like, you know, right now, they're in misery with their teams. They're like, this is what I was born into. Like, I have to suffer with this. So I get the idea of, like someone texted at you basically saying it's kind of like not fair, you know, like you get to also enjoy a team that wins. But look, man, I think fandom is just, if you truly are passionate about it, then like, I think you're allowed to do it. I was born into Tigers, Lions, Pistons, Red Wings, and then into a family that was very split and continues to be very split, Michigan or Michigan State. You know, just that's an in-state thing, and it's, you know, if you're in those in-state rivalries, it's just through in families, different people, you know, like it's just constant screaming. So I got older. I fell in love with the Washington Redskins of the early 80s, the Smurfs, the Hogs, John Riggins, Dexter Manley. That was my number two team. I was passionate. I was a kid, you know. We moved to Northern Virginia, so then it became even more. But only when they played the Lions, I rooted against them. But other than that, I loved them. Then those players moved on. I stopped being a fan. Dan Fouts, San Diego Chargers, Kellen Winslow, Charlie Joyner, Wes Chandler, John Jefferson, insane talent, insane scheme, Air Coryell, way ahead of its time, throwing the ball over the yard. That was my AFC team. Passionate. The late Sunday game, I mean, if Chargers Raiders was on NBC with Merlin Olsen and Dick Enberger and Merlin Olsen calling I'm absolutely locked in, okay? And then Fouts retires, they move on, and, you know, then I stop being a fan. Is that allowed?
Sure.
I mean, it just changes. I've told the story many times. When the Barry Sanders thing happened, the greatest running back of all time, one of the greatest players of all time, probably the most thrills I've ever had watching an athlete is Barry Sanders. You do not miss him playing a game. I was lucky enough to watch him live. And when he bailed on the Lions, I'm like, I'm done. The Lions have actually screwed this guy up. I'm done with the Lions. Okay? And so some people say you can't do that. Well, I did it. And you know what? I say the rules for me are now, if the Lions win it all, I can't celebrate. I can be happy for friends and family, but I disavowed them. Okay? We moved away from Michigan. Like I said, Northern Virginia, fifth grade. And then overseas, I just rooted for Michigan and Michigan State. They were both in-state teams. Whoever was better when they played, I rooted for the team that was better. Is that bad fandom? A lot of people in my family would say it is. Like, dude, you can't root for both of them. I mean, Auburn or Alabama fans would say, how could you possibly like both of us? You hate one side and you love the other. I'm sorry. That's what I did. Whoever was better, I wanted that team to win. I mean, I'm sorry. Screw you. I can do whatever I want to do as a fan. So, like, as I moved, then my kid gets into the Golden State Warriors, and I'm telling you, like, that basketball team, the joy they've brought our family, you can say it's front-running, but we got into them before they won any titles, and it's just the love of watching Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and then having a link personally to Draymond Green, and it's like, I mean, we became like huge fans, I still am. Will that still be the case when those guys move on? Probably not. Are you allowed to be a fan of a team based on players at the time and then move on? I'll tell you this. I don't have a passionate fan feel for the Red Wings or the Pistons anymore. I love my teams as a kid. I love Steve Yzerman and Shanahan and Fedorov and Isaiah Thomas and Dumars and the Bad Boys. And now it's like, you know, wish them well, but I don't have that same fan passion. But I do have it for the Detroit Tigers. Why is that? I don't know.
Tigers been doing a lot of winning. That's why.
What's that?
Tigers been doing a lot of winning. That's why.
Well, they did win last year. That was incredible out of nowhere. And then they didn't get Alex Bregman, so darn it. But the bottom line is, like, if you truly care, however it comes about, truly care or don't care, move on, switch teams, all that, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. And again, PK, the ultimate just hypocrite, you know, talking about how you have to, you know, you have to have, it has to be geographic, it has to be passed down. And again, he's got his EPL team. He walks around with his little soccer team and goes and watches them. That's completely manufactured fandom. If you do cannot judge
constantly.
Keys are very appreciative of your shade thrown at PK over here. He's cheering. Hands are flying in the air. He loves it.
Good.
It is
so
good.
PK, if you'd like to react to that tomorrow, that's fine. But again, if you're going to react to that, PK, you need to scream at Robbie, not me.
Scream at me. I would love to have. Look, it's very simple. You know, I grew up a Titans fan. I love the Titans. And then they pushed me and several others out the door with the way they operated from about 2009 till about 2017. So, like, I still like the Titans. Still wish the Titans well. But some other things happened in my life and developed a love for the Green Bay Packers. That's what happened. I'm not going to apologize for it. That's what happened. So, here we are. Yeah, I'm with you, though. Like, it's interesting how, like, things fade. Like, we have not had a basketball team here. Like, people will say the Grizzlies. It's like, Memphis is 3 hours away from here, and, like, I don't really associate myself with the Memphis Grizzlies. So, you know, I grew up a Heat fan because I like Dwayne Wade, and it really kind of started from Shaq moving on from the Lakers. I followed him to Miami because we didn't have a team. And then I saw Dwayne Wade. I was like, I love this guy. So then I was a Heat fan forever. And then I got accused of being a front runner when LeBron showed up. I was like, no, I've been here for a few years. It's all good. It's all good. So I think it ebbs and flows in your life.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I've been through jumper, like, you know, Shiano Sunday and Kiffin and mattress burning and all that stuff with Tennessee, and there's nothing that can break me from it. It's a bad habit.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, there's some – I don't think I'll ever – like, I will live and die with the Detroit Tigers, you know? That's the team that I will always, no matter what. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I guess if people want to call me a bat, some people are mad at me on the text, and that's fine. You're allowed to be mad at me, too, and I'm allowed to laugh at you.
I mean, the only thing I had a problem with what you said was the rooting for both Michigan and Michigan State. That's a fundamental flaw.
I mean, I get it. Like, believe me, I've taken so much crap for that. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, when you move away from the state, then it's kind of like they're both your teams, right?
I have seen people that root for, like, Vanderbilt and Tennessee. I've not seen very much of the, you know, Tennessee-Alabama or Tennessee-Florida, but, like, I've seen a lot of the Vanderbilt-Tennessee co-fan, which I've always found to be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean – and if I was in, if I lived there, and I moved away in fourth grade, if I was living there, I would have had to make a choice. You have to, right? Once you move away, you know, you're separated from all the screaming daily. So, you know, you just, it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I mean, C from Franklin says, so Robbie bounces off the Titans when things get bad, when he gets tough, he leaves. That's an offense. It's like, it wasn't just the football team. There's a lot of things going on around there that made it very difficult to root for. So, there you go.
Yes.
And look, when the Titans win the Super Bowl, I'm not allowed to be out there, like, lifting the Lombardi Trophy in the parade. I get that.
But you can, like, throw confetti on Stilly when he's on his float.
Well, I could do that. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Couple more thoughts on the NFL Combine front I want to get to. We will get back into the Predators Andrew Brunett discussion as well. All that coming up, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.